Okay, good morning. So we're up to Perek Yotet, chapter 19, Mishnah Gimel. So continuing the laws of Bris Milah, of a circumcision on Shabbos. So the Mishnah in Mishnah Gimel says as follows: Marchitzen es hakatan. Normally, a person is not allowed to bathe themselves in a warm water on Shabbos, but you are allowed to bathe a child who has received or is about to receive circumcision. You're allowed to bathe that kid in warm water on Shabbos. Bein lefnei hamila, whether it's before the mila, bein leacher mila, whether it's after the mila. The first one is seemingly to give the kid a little strength, and the second, that's before the mila, and after the mila, seemingly to help the child heal. So specifically over here, we're talking about bathing in hot water. That would normally not be permissible, but for this, it would be permissible. And you can use your hands to sprinkle some water on him, but you should not use some sort of a utensil. You should not use that to sprinkle water on him, because again, normally this would... Since you can keep this kid healthy by using your regular hand to sprinkle water, you don't need to use the kli, and therefore that's not allowed to be done. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah
says, "Marchitzen es hakatan b'yom ha'shishi shechalios b'Shabbos."
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah extends this. He says, not only can you wash the kid if his bris mila is on Shabbos itself, but even if it's the third day the third day after his bris mila, you can also wash him with warm water on Shabbos as well. So let's say, in other words, he has his bris on Wednesday. So then Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos is the third day after his bris mila. So seemingly, you can even wash him on that day as well. I believe that's the normal count. I believe it could be that the count is actually that the bris was on Thursday, and then Thursday counts as one of the days, and then Friday Shabbos. But you get the idea. 3 days out, you're allowed to even watch the baby on Shabbos. Right? Because we know that when it came to the men of Shechem, after they had their bris mila, it was on the third day that they were in pain, that they were taken advantage of. And we know the terrible thing that happened, that Shimon and Levi killed out the whole city. But the idea is that the third day, you're still in pain from the bris mila, and therefore you're allowed to according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're allowed to have bathe the baby in warm water on Shabbos, even if it's 3 days out. Okay, now, that's in a normal situation where either the bris was for sure the eighth day and was allowed to be done on Shabbos, but are there cases where it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says as follows: Suffolk, let's say there's a kid who we're not sure whether he was born in the eighth month or the ninth month. So if a kid is born in the ninth month, then he's totally healthy, and if his bris on the eighth day for the bris lands on Shabbos, then we do the bris mila on Shabbos. But back in the day, a kid born in something like the eighth month, for example, which we're not sure if the kid will survive, because back in the day it was not likely that they would survive. So if you're not sure whether the kid was born in the eighth or the ninth month, or androgynous, or let's say you have a hermaphrodite, the baby was born with male and female organs. So in this situation, says the Mishnah, you cannot be mechal Shabbos for this kid. You do not do a bris mila for this kid on Shabbos. You have to wait until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matzir b'androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you know what? When it comes to an androgynous, when it comes to hermaphrodite, it would be totally permissible to circumcise this kid on Shabbos, because the Torah says that you have to give a bris mila to every male. And he extends that to say that even someone who has both male and female parts, but as long as he has male parts, he would still do the bris mila for this kid on Shabbos. Okay, Mishnah Dalid. Let's say Misha Haya lo shnei tinokos. Let's say someone had two babies that they needed to give a bris mila to. Echa the mula achar Shabbos, and one is meant to be circumcised after Shabbos on Sunday. Vecha the mula Shabbos, and one is meant to be circumcised on Shabbos itself. Maybe they had twins, but one was born on Shabbos, one was born after Shabbos, whatever it is. Veshacha chumalas es shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And let's say the person accidentally, you get mixed up, maybe they were identical twins that were born slightly far apart, and he does the circumcision for the baby that was supposed to have his meal on Sunday. He does that on Shabbos. So what happens in this situation? So the Mishnah says, Chayav, he's obligated to bring Korban Chatas for having basically mistakenly desecrated Shabbos. But let's say that's that situation. Echad the mul be'erev Shabbos. Let's say he had a baby that needed to be, the bris mila needed to be on Friday. Ve'echad the mul be'Shabbos, and he needs to have the bris for another one on Shabbos itself. Ve'shachach umal es shal erev Shabbos ba'Shabbos. And for whatever reason, the baby who was supposed to have the bris on Friday, it pushed off to 90, so now he's in his ninth day of being born, and so you would not normally do the bris mila for that baby on Shabbos, I believe. So in that situation, you should not do the bris mila then. But let's say, Shachachas umalas es shalar Shabbos b'Shabbos, you forget, and you do the milah for the Friday baby on Shabbos itself. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayev a karban chatas in this situation. Rabbi Yehoshua poter. Rabbi Yehoshua says no. In this situation, you are not going to be obligated. You are exempt from the karban chatas because at the end of the day, you were intending to do the mitzvah over here for the 8-day-old baby, and you just made a mistake, and therefore you would be exempt from this. Okay, we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay.